Time to preview the big night of Greyhound racing tonight. It's TAB Melbourne Cup Heat Night, the Bold Trees as well. This man knows how to win the great race, the TAB Melbourne Cup. And once again, he'll play a major hand in the heats tonight. I speak of Jason Thompson. He's been good enough to join us on race day. Hello to you, Jace.
Yeah, how are you, Gareth?
Do you get nervous?
Oh, yeah, you get nervous, I reckon, going any race for lining up for the Melbourne Cup Heat. So I think it's only natural, and I think you should. If you're not getting nervous, it all adds the enjoyment of going in these sort of races.
Let's start with Immunity in heat number one. He takes on Koblenz. Is there any chance that she, I should say, late, very late, nabs Koblenz right on the wire?
That'd be nice.
Yes.
Obviously, you know, all things being equal, Koblenz is just going to go straight to the front. Hopefully, she can come out as good as she can. And she did come out very well last week, but just got cluttered up from a middle draw. So if she leaves the boxes nice, can sit second behind him, I would imagine he'd be probably three in front of her at the 600 boxes if she holds second. And then, I don't know, to be honest. Probably not really, because if he's going to be in front running, he's 29.20 or fractionally quicker, it's nearly impossible to run him down. So I don't think she will. I think for us to win, he's probably going to have to do something wrong, which he doesn't normally do. So hopefully she can run an honest race and fill a place, and would be more than happy.
Were you happy with Typhoon Semi last week? And what do you think about his chances in his heat, which is heat number three, race seven, and he gets box eight again?
Yeah, very happy with his run last week. As I said, he'd never been to Sandown prior to last week. So I thought the effort was really good. He probably didn't come out as good as what he can and had to work really hard to then join Koblenz, who was flying in front. And I think he spent a lot of petrol getting to Koblenz, and they pretty much raced from the catching pen through to, you know, just beyond the 600 boxes. So I think if Koblenz wasn't in the race last week, he leads clearly and wins. So I think with a better getaway, Hadouken, can run very quick splits as well. But I think if he can begin better than he did last week, he's certainly going to improve a lot from the run. And I think it'd be very hard to beat.
That's exciting. So Typhoon Semi at $4.20 there, Quarra Bale $4, and Hadouken at $6.50 in that heat. And then we move to my favourite. I told you last week, Jace, Aussie Secret wouldn't let us down. Can he do it again, this time in the heat of a Melbourne Cup?
Yeah, well, we were very confident last week with him, so you and I, and he got the money, which was a really good effort. I think tonight he's drawn same box, but I think the dog in box three will help him, because he seems to move off the track and run a similar path to Aussie Secret. So, he does obviously want to move to the middle of the track pretty early after he leaves the boxes, and I think he'll get a pretty clear run if he can begin safely. Hopefully he can lead. I think if the red gets a run through, it's very, very strong, is the obvious one to beat. But look, he's so honest, Aussie Secret, and when he gets to the front, dogs are sitting behind him trying to get past him. They'll try to go around and he'll move to the outside. And then when they cut back to the fence to go underneath him, he'll cut back to the fence. So he does seem to really get in their road. And hopefully if he can get to the front tonight and do all that, just block the ones that are trying to come from behind him to run him down. But he's very honest, and he's certainly got a chance.
I was wondering if he's got Sky Racing 1 in his kennel, because to me, when with his tactics, Aussie Secret, and that's why I love him, he goes a lot like those harness racing drivers drifting off the track to make it harder for the opposition to get past him. So he knows what he's doing.
He knows what he's doing, but he wouldn't win too many races if it went to the stewards' room. So,
no, he wouldn't.
But look, he's got good habits. Dogs that can find the front, you know, they're always going to be hard to beat. And whilst he's not the quickest dog going around, you don't win 30 races if you haven't, you know, don't know what you're doing and haven't got ability. So I think he's a genuine chance, but obviously we'll need a bit of luck.
Can True Kalinda, she was really good last week, can she win from box seven in heat seven?
Yeah, I think she's got a definite chance. Her effort last week was super. She didn't really ping the lids, come out okay, and then just busted a way through, which I thought for a young bitch that's taking on these better dogs sort of for the first time, and her heat last week was a pretty strong prelude. I thought her effort was really good. Her time was nice. I think any dog that wins the heat has got to leave the box as well, and if she can just come out a bit better than she did last week and be jostling for the lead, and if she can take the lead, she'll be very hard to beat. I think she's on the way up, and we'll have got a lot of confidence from last week, and I think she's got a definite chance as well.
And can Rebellious overcome box eight in the final race, which is heat eight of the Tab Melbourne Cup?
I don't know. I think this is a very strong heat, really strong heat. There's some very fast dogs in the race that I think if Lala Kiwi leads sort of through the first corner, I don't know whether I think she'll win. Music Event's a very, very quick dog. Same goes for him and obviously Rebellious. So you'd probably expect one of those three to hold the front going through the catching pen. And I think whichever one of the three does, he's more likely to win the race because they're going to be running time in front. And even though he's drawn, he does like to be out wide. I think he'll have to absolutely do everything right in a very, very strong heat.
I heard Shona with Jason Lincoln on a social media post there with Sky Racing recently, and she said that you told her that True Kalinda might be winning the Melbourne Cup after you trialled her or she was at the races. But who's your pick right now on heat night?
Typhoon Sammy.
Yep.
I just like sort of where he's at. I liked his run last week, being the first look at the track. He's had a good week this week. Even though box eight's not a great draw at Sandown, I think he had it last week. He's got it again this week, so he should be able to run it better this week than last week, hopefully. And if he does that, he's the sort of dog that can split sub five, then get up the back in close to 18.50. And when you're doing that, you break him up, and that's where he can definitely win his races. And I like the dog, and I think he's probably my pick of ours.
I know Georgie Farooge is keen on him as well, and he described him in a way. He's got a little while to go to get to a Simon Todd Helen, but he's pretty similar, as you just pointed out, box speed and then break their hearts down the back.
Yeah, that's right. And those sort of dogs, whilst there's always, you're very, very quick dogs that can run records and run super times with clear running, these sort of dogs in the better races, they've just got the ability to sort of put, if they find the front, three or four on them down the back, and they're just very hard to run down. So I'd like to think he's a Simon Told Helen, but he is that type of dog, and whether he reaches the heights of, the potential that he's got, only time will tell. But I think tonight he's definitely, in my opinion, our best chance of maybe winning a heat.
Amnesty and Overshadow go around at the Meadows. Should we have a bet there?
Overshadow. Yeah, Amnesty's in a tough race. Got a chance, but Overshadow's finally drawn a good drawing town, and he should be hard to beat.
Good on you, Jace. Good luck. Great to see Benny at the races and riding a winner there yesterday in Queensland as well. So let's hope the informed Thompson family in both states, it can continue on at the Dogs tonight, mate.
Nice. Thanks, Gareth.
There's Jason Thompson there. Georgie Farooger joins us now to preview the heats of the Tab Melbourne Cup and also the Bold Tree. So we'll go through them pretty quickly, Georgie. And we'll start, of course, I think we'll start with the Melbourne Cup heats, which is race five, the first of them. Heat one, we see Coblenz at $1.40, Immunity at $4.40. But, geez, it's hard to see Coblenz getting beat, really.
Yeah, I didn't hear the part of the interview with Jason Thompson talking about Immunity, so not sure how she's tracking, but the way Coblenz is going at the moment, Gareth, we mentioned that new split system that Sandown had in their back pocket, where we could measure how a greyhound's going after 20 metres, and Coblenz was the fastest of all greyhounds so far since these figures have come out at 2.10 seconds. And I think that just highlights how he sets up the races, where he's in front of you on the mat, then he accelerates away and can run, 29 teens. And if he does that again tonight, well, he'd just be winning, Gareth. And I think out of the two main fancies, he's the safer of the $1.40 bets, Coblenz.
Heat number two, race six. We've got Tommy Shelby. This would be some story at $2.50. He's the favourite from box eight. Nikolai Bale at $4.80. Webleck Raider at $9. Brugger Smoke at $5.50. Idolise at $8.50. And Invictus Rising at $8, George.
Yeah, look, he hasn't raced in nearly 3 months, Gareth, so that's certainly not ideal. But make no mistake, he would be as fit as he can be at this stage. And even if that's 90% fit, Gareth, and then you get that extra 10% once you get a race under your belt, well, I think Tommy Shelby will still be very, very hard to beat. Baruga Smoke rarely runs a bad race. I think we discussed that. I think he's finished in the top three on 36 out of 43 occasions, so he'll give you a run for your money. There's a little bit of speed drawn in that middle section, Gareth. That's the only fly in the ointment for me with Tommy Shelby. Idolise can really begin. Baruga Smoke can be hit or miss, but it's got speed. So can Aston Lavinia. And Nicole Bale, obviously, is drawn really well off the inside. He might miss all the trouble, Gareth, and get the saloon passage through. But class prevails usually in races like this, and Tommy's clearly at the top of that list.
Even Jason Sharp gave Aston Lavinia a pretty good push in each way price there when we had a chat to him at Sandown Park on Wednesday. So it's an interesting race, that heat. That's heat two. Heat number three, you've got a Dukin at $6.50, Quara Bale at $4, Wowshee's Fast at $4.40, Ben Mayo at $9.50, Typhoon Semi at $4.20. Let's hear what Cal Greener has to say about his rising star greyhound in Wowshee's Fast.
I don't see her as being a leader in that race,
yep.
But I do see her as being very strong. She can run home in 10:40, so we're hoping that she can basically get in a good spot and run those dogs down.
Can she do it, George?
I'm not tipping her, no, Gareth. I've been really bullish on Typhoon Sammy after his run last week, and just hearing Jason there speak about him just makes me more confident in the bet I've had at $4.40. I just think it's all the way it looks in terms of Koblenz led that race, and you might look at Typhoon Sammy and go, oh, okay, he went not too bad. But if Koblenz was not in that race, he just powers past the rest of those greyhounds after a slow beginning. And, yeah, there's Quara Bale in the race who can lead Ping. Hadouken's got speed. I understand all that. But I'm completely in agreement to what Jason said. I think he could break 5 seconds. He could run 18:50 to the back. And even if he does get home in 10:80 compared to Wowshee's Fast 10:40, he's still running around the 29.2, 29.3 mark, Gareth. And I think that's enough for me. I think this is his time to shine, Typhoon Sammy.
As we continue on our Tab Melbourne Cup preview with the heats there with Georgie Ferrugia, we're up to heat number four. Now, Georgie's tipping Typhoon Sammy in the third heat. Let's hear what Glenn Rounds has to say about his superstar, Ashton Rupee. He will start from box three.
So I think we're drawn nice and free. You don't want to be posted wide on the corner if you do happen to miss the stick or you don't get away as good as you'd like to. But for the three box, if Fernando Bluey gets away from us, well, I think we're strong enough to go to the line and maybe get a dog like Fernando Bluey's. But you wouldn't want him putting a big margin on around the corner and down the back.
Here's Anthony as a party on substantial in the same race from box six.
Look, our key of the race is number four, is Fernando Bluey, as everyone knows. He does like to crash the defence. He's quick early. He can run five dead and probably break five. And he's our key of the race, Gareth. If he can sort of hold him up and he gets the fly on the outside, well,
look,
you just never know.
So there we go. I'm looking forward to that clash. It will be the highlight of the night, Georgie. I'll get your selection straight after Grafton for that heat of the Tab Melbourne Cup. But here's Terry Spargo at Grafton. In fact, I think there's a few playing up. So, Georgie, who are you tipping here? You taking on Ashton Rupee?
Oh, look, it's really hard to tip against him, Gareth. But I understand that Fernando Bluey, we know what he's going to do, Gareth, and he can split under 5 seconds. And I understand Anthony's point of view that he can make the race for you because he's going to be carving across. But if Fernando Bluey leads clearly without any interference, he might not be caught.
Yep. All right, here's Grafton. Gareth Hall, Georgie Ferrugia with you as we preview the Tab Melbourne Cup heat. So are you tipping Ashton Rupee or are you taking him on, George?
No, I'm going to tip him still. Look, I think the main key for him, apart from Fernando Bluey, is trying to keep away from lots of chatter, who's a greyhound who's won 31 races and can use a little bit of the track. But look, It all lies in his own feet. To be honest, if he can begin cleanly, He's off and gone, Aston Rupee, and I think he'll be winning.
Do It's the favourite from box two at 240 in race 9, heat 5 of the cup.
Yeah, Connections would be wrapped by the fact that he went 5.07 to the mark in that Top Gun and then was just beaten by two superstars, Gareth. So if he can replicate that, even if Envy to Burn hunts up underneath him and leads, I think Do It should be too strong. The X factor in the race is Hebridean Black. He's racing so well. Connection's certainly not happy with the draw, but if he gets an ounce of luck on that first corner, Gareth, he's going as well as any greyhound, probably apart from Aston Rupee. He went 29.36 last week, so he went a touch quicker than what Koblenz did. That shows you the class of Hebridean Black. So just the box draw, Gareth, is the fly in the ointment there.
For the Langton and Britton team, their best chance is Weblec Blaze in race 10. Here's what Jeff Britton had to say about this well-backed commodity in heat number 6 of the TAB Melbourne Cup.
Weblec Blazer.
Yep.
And just hoping he just gets out with him at least.
Can he win? He's been well supported, like he's unbeatable.
Well, he can win, but I'm not sure unbeatable should be the word we should use, especially when you've got dogs like Aussie Secret and Jungle Juice in the race. Jungle Juice's run last week was very eye-catching, Gareth, and I know you're a fan of the greyhound. Again, he hasn't come up with a great draw. If he was drawn box one here, he'd be long odds on, I'd say, because he's a star greyhound. If he can get close enough to Aussie Secret, if Aussie Secret does lead, Jungle Juice is a huge chance to win here.
I've just got
I think Jeff Britton spoke about that, didn't he? He said that he'd won a race off box 6 in 29.90 at the Meadows. This is a step up in class though, Gareth.
I've just got a feeling Rhino might deck Jungle Juice. And Aussie Secret, the way that he moves around in the home straight, I'm not ruling out Aussie Secret at 4.80. What about race 11, heat 7, mate? McCauley's Lad 3.70. And then you got True Kalinda at $5.
I'm on McCauley's Lad here. Only because if he can begin as well as he did in that shootout, and again, Aston Rupee's got a habit of making good dogs look bad. And I think McCauley's Lad's run last week was pretty good. Clearly, Lakeview Walter is the danger. He's got a solid record from inside draws. But McCauley's Lad showed enough pace to cross him last week. And if he can do that again, I think McCauley's Lad will be hard to beat.
Georgie Ferrugia, Gareth Hall. We're up to the final heat of the TAB Melbourne Cup for the Greyhounds tonight, George. Just going back to heat number 7. Are you with McCauley's Lad?
I am. Yep. I think he can get the job done. Yep.
Lala Kiwi, $2.60. Jack's Bale, $5. Rebellious at $2.90. Music Event at $5 in the final of the heats.
Oh, tough heat. I'm going to go with Rebellious, Gareth. I'm going to follow you in here. I just can't get that 27.55 at Bendigo out of my mind. That just shows that at his absolute best when he's highballing, he's as fast as pretty much any greyhound in the country. Yes, he has to overcome a wide draw, but he's got a lot of speed, and I think he'll get the job done. We know what Lala Kiwi's going to do. She's going to make it difficult because she can split really fast. Music Event has done absolutely nothing wrong, and Jack's Bale's been a free-for-all star for forever and a day. So great heat, but I'll go with Rebellious.
And Jason Adams is also keen, by the way, on McCauley's Lad there at around that $3.70 quote for Anthony as a party in heat 7. What about your best bets, George? And also in the Bold Trees, yeah, have you got any thoughts there regarding maybe that we should be backing one of those stays tonight?
Absolutely. Look, my best is Typhoon Sammy, Gareth. I think he's going to get the job done. Race 7, number 8. We're lucky enough to get 4.40 into about 4.20 now. And then the usual suspects like Koblenz. And I'm going to have a little bit of a play on Jungle Juice if he can get clear early. In the Hume Cup, Gareth, race 1, number 6, a greyhound called Untapped. It's one of the national draft dogs. But she's got a lot of speed, Gareth. And I'm just hoping that she can lead them a merry dance. If Stanley Road gets an ounce of luck, he'll just blow everyone away. I mean, there's no secret there. But at around the $13 mark, I'm happy to have a play each way there on Untapped. And also in the last heat, Gareth, Nike Forest is $34 and $4 a place. Again, certainly a place bet. We heard from Peter Riley yesterday, his handler, who suggested that he thinks he's a big chance to lead the race. Now, he's got Mapunga Ruby and Gypsy Wyong in the race, who are good front-running types, but I think at those odds, we want to have a play for a place bet at least on race 4, number 6.
So some value to kick off proceedings, and then we'll go bang into Typhoon Semi, Koblenz, and maybe McCauley's Lad, Georgie.
Yeah, absolutely. And I understand why people have a keen following of Jungle Juice, because if he gets any ounce of luck on that first corner, Gareth, watch out.
Good on you, Georgie. Enjoy tonight.
You too, mate.